Members of the coalition held a conference call Tuesday morning to announce that they have filed a petition with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration. National Wildlife Federation lead counsel Jim Murphy explains that new rules are needed due to what he calls the unique risks inherent with tar sands oil.
We are asking two agencies to do two things. One, to issue new rules that account for the unique characteristics, both from a transportation and a spill response aspect of tar sands oil. And the second thing we're asking for is that until those new regulations are in place, there's no expansion of current tar sands transportation. So that would cover the Keystone XL pipeline, and in New England, it would cover the Portland-Montreal pipeline.
The Portland-Montreal pipeline carries oil through New England. While the company has repeatedly said it has no current plans to reverse its flow in order to transport tar sands, it would welcome such an opportunity. Art Green, a director of the Amonoosuc chapter of Trout Unlimited New Hampshire, worries that the pipeline is too old to handle the material safely.
The Portland pipeline is a 60-plus-year-old pipeline which crosses 79 rivers and streams as it traverses about 35 miles in New Hampshire. We are deeply concerned about the possible consequences of a spill in New Hampshire and the damage it would permanently cause. A tar sand spill would be nearly impossible to clean up and would severely disrupt the natural environment.
The pipeline cuts through a small corner of Vermont's Northeast Kingdom, including part of Brent Kinsley's property.
Problems with the line, especially if it's transporting tar sands, put my farm at risk. I have serious concerns, and it's my hope that we use all the tools in our toolbox to protect the economic and the climate change interests of landowners like me and landowners up and down the right-of-way.
American Petroleum Institute pipeline director Peter Lidiak says the groups filed their petition based on an incorrect premise.
And that is somehow the diluted bitumen that comes from Western Canada is significantly different than other crudes. There have been a number of studies done that demonstrate that this oil is substantially similar to other crude oils. And that was actually found by the State Department in the draft supplemental environmental impact statement that is out for public comment. So putting additional requirements in place for what in effect is the same product as other crude oils doesn't yield any pipeline safety benefit at all. We really need a facts-based conversation here. We really do think that this group has an off-oil agenda. And what they're trying to do is cast this source of oil in the worst possible light.
The coalition filing the petition includes 56 groups and individuals from the Northeast and Midwest. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.